In 1604, the new King of England, James I, commissioned a large and contentious committee of scholars and clergymen to carry out an extraordinarily complex and sensitive theological task. Their job was to produce an authorized new translation of the Holy Bible from the original Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Latin, crafted into a meticulously revised and more readable version that would provide a common standard for a diverse spectrum of Protestant denominations and sects. The Noel Collection is proud to have several early English language Bibles, including the 1548 edition of the great Dutch reformer Desiderius Erasmus's translation of the New Testament, the 1516 edition of Geneva Bible, and the 1595 Bible translated under the direction of the famous Calvinist theologian Theodore de Beze. The complicated process of translating the scriptures took 7 years to complete. At the Noel Collection, we have a facsimile edition of one of the translating committee members, John Bois' private notes, that reveal how translators argued, bickered, and shouted into being this remarkable publication. But the results were spectacularly successful. No previous work had been so painstakingly edited by such a large committee of theologians and scholars. In 1611, following its approval by English church authorities, the book was first printed by the king's printer Robert Baker as, quote, "the Holy Bible containing the Old Testament and the New, newly translated out of the original tongues, and with the former translations diligently compared and revised by His Majesty's special commandment." The ponderous work stood 16 inches tall and was sold in a loose-leaf version for 10 shillings, and the bound copy cost 12. The spread of new printing technology led to the book's wide dissemination throughout the realm and beyond, resulting in its appearance in households as well as churches and fine libraries. The text fueled the growth of the Protestant faith not only in England but across the globe. In the process, it established a new universal standard for the language of the Bible and English religious speech. Victor Hugo, the 19th century French novelist, once noted that England has two books, the Bible and Shakespeare. England made Shakespeare, but the Bible made England. Indeed, the new translation was a literary masterpiece. Even in the era of William Shakespeare, Sir Francis Bacon, John Donne, and John Milton, the authorized Bible helped to transform English language by adding new words, patterns, and meters, and it enriched language through its introduction of a new English prose style and its establishment of innumerable memorable passages, phrases, and literary devices. Over time, the work came to be known as the King James's Bible in honor of its patron, and the standard of speech it established became one of the high points of English literature. And for the Noel Collection, I'm Alexander Mikhaberidze.